You know, just fascinating news about Frisco. The U.S. Census Bureau says that Frisco, for the first time in 5 years, is the fastest growing big city in the nation. 37 new residents show up there every day. The growth is up 8.2%. So you look at all the development that's going on out there and all the big names. And, of course, Jerry Jones and the Star and Ross Perot Jr. But, of course, the first name out there, you know, before the Dallas Tollway was Craig Hall. Craig Hall has big plans for his center out there, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you as always.
Thank you. I've been looking at your new plans, and it really sounds like, you know, you're taking it the next step, sort of going from what's something under $1 billion to something like over $3 billion with residential and restaurants. And tell me about the evolution you're looking for out there.
Well, David, I think the movement of urban kind of environments in suburban or smaller cities is happening across the country. And actually, what's happening in Frisco, as you said, in terms of growth, is just enormous. So we're very much part of a national trend in that sense.
So your neighbor to the north is the Star, which is sort of developed overnight. As I understand, what you're contemplating is sort of moving in that direction, but with what, restaurants and retail and sort of almost connecting the two?
Well, that's part of it, but we also just on our own want to make sure that we have a community that will have walkability and will have retail, and hopefully we're going to add residential. Our zoning allows for everything except residential, but we're asking to have that added, as our neighbors already have, such as the Star and Ross Perot's project. So we hope we'll be able to add that as well. And then it'll be a great live-work-play community where you can really do everything right on that community and be very, very special. It also helps traffic when you can walk to work instead of drive. It's a lot more convenient for everyone.
Yeah. The other idea that's coming back up again is, I know you've been a proponent, you know, for the city of Frisco of an arts hall facility. And I know the former mayor was. It seemed like everybody was, but the whole idea died out. Now you're proposing to donate land for an arts center?
We are. We're proposing to donate land and to also donate some parking and to try every way we can to help the city folks get it done. But at the end of the day, these things are not inexpensive. The city's already allocated some money, but it'll take more public-private work, and we're part of the puzzle, but really it's a community thing that a number of others need to decide if it's important to them. Frisco has great sports for the kids, but arts and culture need to be added to that. That's part of what corporations look for when they're looking to relocate from another area. What are your cultural aspects? And I think that's important for Frisco.
We've seen, I mean, this U.S. Census Bureau number is just remarkable. I mean, the fastest growing city in the country. But, you know, commercial construction and retail and I guess residential are moving fast, too. Can you get out in front of the growth? I mean, do you worry about, you know, the construction on the east side of the tollway competing with the west side of the tollway? And is there room for all of you?
I think that you bring up a good point. There's a lot of land that is zoned for commercial, and clearly one of the good things for the users of real estate, for companies, is that there's always competition there. So it's not even though there's a lot of demand, there's a lot of supply. So it's not a market that's easy by any means, but it's a good, solid, long-term market. And we've been there a long time. Part of what we're trying to do is really build quality, put our own artwork there, and really make it a nice place. And that's what we're committed to stay. It's a wonderful environment.
Well, and that's done. It was, you know, 17 buildings already finished. So one thing has happened since the last time we spoke, and I got to ask you about this. There's this test that's going on with autonomous vehicles that are going around Hall Park and I guess going up to the Star. And that's... That test starts right away, doesn't it?
The test is going on now, and part of what I think we're seeing is a change in how we all are mobile and transport. I think over time we're going to see driverless vehicles with shared rides where people will be able to call, like you call an Uber today, only it comes with a person. In the future, you'll call an Uber and it'll come without a person, so it'll be less expensive. It'll be an electric vehicle that will last a long, long time. And instead of having a car that you have in your garage for 95% of the day, you'll have something you use when you need it.
I didn't realize the test was going now. I thought it started in July. So what sort of response are you seeing?
We're seeing very good response. I think what people really are beginning to realize is the technology is already here. There's going to be refinements, but the reality is we have vehicles that can very safely and very comfortably drive without a driver, and that saves a lot of money. And over time, it's just going to get better and better, and you can share rides. You'll have fewer cars on the road, less traffic, less parking demand, and really a better quality of life for less money. That's really what we're talking about.
All right. Let me back up one last time to what we were talking about at the beginning. We've watched you very methodically build out now 17 buildings, install all the sculptures and all the green space in Hall Park right now. Now you're talking about, in essence, quadrupling, maybe quintupling the investment out there. This first phase has played out over the last 20 years. What are we looking at over the next phase, the expansion?
I think we're realistically probably looking at another 30 years, 25 to 30 years. I'm trying to get my grandchildren to step up and get to work. No, I think this is a long-term investment and a long-term activating. But we're talking about 8 to 10 million square feet, and that doesn't happen overnight anywhere. But it's great to plan it and do it methodically some every year, a few hundred thousand feet a year, and it quickly adds up.
It's an exciting prospect. Craig Hall, our guest today. It's always good to speak with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.